Good day, everyone. Ed Richards with OklahomaFarmReport.com, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, time once again for this USDA monthly cattle on feed report. And the expectations this week were that placements would jump 2 or 3%. Marketing's down a little, and a lot of folks looking for not much of a surprise this month. And, of course, that other factor, we keep hearing thoughts of cattle still being pulled to feed yards earlier than usual in some of the areas, still experiencing some drought out there. How did we actually come out this afternoon?
Well, the bottom line is the report was just a little bit on the bearish side. As on-feed and placements a little larger than expected, marketing's a little lower. The on-feed came in 3% above a year ago. They was looking for a 2.3% increase. At 3%, that would equal 11.677 million head of cattle. That would also show Nebraska had a 6% increase over last month. Texas was unchanged, and Kansas was down 1% on feed. Now, this total number is almost 5% above the three-year average, and this now makes 22 straight months of our on-feed number being higher than the previous year. Now, the placement number was also a little bit bearish. It was 3% above a year ago. They was looking for 2.7%. The placements at 1.71 million head of cattle. Nebraska showed the biggest increase of the top three feeding states, 17% more than last year this time. Kansas was up 1%, but Texas was unchanged. The three-year average, this is about 2.5% above the three-year average. Now, this is also the second highest February placement number of the past 10 years. Now, when you look at the weight breakdown, we saw on the weight breakdown the under 600-pound category unchanged from a year ago, the 6 and 699-pound category down 8.2%, 700-799-pound category down 4.7%, but a big increase in the 800-plus category, 24.4% more than a year ago. If I remember right, last month, the heavyweight cattle were about 9% above a year ago, so we continue to see the heavier weight cattle maybe showing signs that we're backing some numbers up out there. The marketing's a little bit disappointed. It was 2% below a year ago. They was actually looking for only being 0.5% lower. We also saw that equal 1.755 million head of cattle. Nebraska showed an increase over a year ago of 7% on their marketing. Texas, 2%. And Kansas was 5% lower on their marketing. Now, the bottom line is, I don't know if this will have much effect on the markets Monday because of all the other factors going on right now. As we've seen our April live cattle over the last 16 sessions, which is 3 weeks worth of trading, drop $7.75 from high to low. April feeder cattle in that same time period have dropped $10.60. Just 3 weeks ago, we was looking at all-time record high cash cattle in the feed yards at 130. We're only trading $3 to $4 lower than that since then, and we've seen very little pullback in the feeder cattle prices in the sale barns over this time period, too. The only thing that's equal to what we've seen downside in the futures has been choice box beef, lower 11 of the past 12 days for a loss of $8.65. So I think that's going to have much more bearing on this cattle market when we come back Monday than anything else will. This cattle and feed report's not friendly, but I don't think it's going to be able to add a lot more downside.